This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Have you ever heard someone say, "I wish you had a heart"? Maybe it's a comment said at a difficult time. There might have been some harsh words spoken, or during a tough time when someone has perhaps lost their job and been fired, demoted, or something like that. And if someone's in charge and they made a decision that goes against someone, they could be accused of not having a heart or being too harsh. Or you might have heard someone say, "She had a heart for the downtrodden and the disadvantaged." Well, Mother Teresa of Calcutta was certainly one of those people who had a heart for people. In the story, The Wizard of Oz, you remember that? Dorothy and her dog Toto and her friend Scarecrow are on their way to the Emerald City to see the Great Oz, and they meet Tin Woodman. Remember this? Woodman asked, "Why do you want to see the Oz?" "Well, I want him to send me back to Kansas, and the Scarecrow wants him to put a few brains into his head," Dorothy said. And Tim Woodman thought for a moment and asked, "Do you suppose that Oz could give me a heart?" And Dorothy says, "Well, I guess so. It would be as easy as to give Scarecrow brains." And in this really lovely, naive question, Tim Woodman says something that I think affects all of us. Could I be given a heart, do you think? Well, could I have a heart that feels emotions instead of a heart of stone? "Do you think Oz could give me a heart?" he said. I know people today who will never allow themselves to feel the full range of emotions in their life because they're afraid of what might happen. And people feel that they've bottled up their feelings, they don't express how they feel. And in many ways, it's exactly like that. It's like having a heart of stone. And in the film version of The Wizard of Oz, they left out the point that Tim Woodman had once been a real man. In the story, he'd been in love with a beautiful maiden and he'd actually wanted to marry her and wanted to earn enough money to build them a cottage in the woods. But the Wicked Witch hated the love that the Tin Woodman had, and she cast spells on him that caused him the injury. So one of his limbs needed to be replaced with an artificial limb that was made of tin. That's why they called him the Tin Woodman. So he wanted to have a heart of love. How sad it is to live life today, perhaps as an energetic person, with lots of great ideas, to have ambitions and goals, but to never have a heart. I think the sad thing is that God never designed you to live like that, and some of us are a bit like the Tin Woodman. We might have suffered a series of rejections, disappointments, or blows over our lifetime, and often we've used things like being busy, we must be efficient and productive, and even our holiday time, that can be a time when we really don't relax or feel the whole range of emotions. And in some ways, we deaden the pain. People, of course, can go into drugs and alcohol to deaden that pain. But I have a feeling, you know, that everyone wants to have a heart to feel joy and sorrow, even though there are difficult times. Isn't it good to have that experience that God's given us, to have a heart? How awful it would be not to feel things and to just go along as Tim Woodman did, not having a heart. There's some great verses in the Bible about the heart. In Deuteronomy 6:5 in the Old Testament, it says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your strength." And the Lord said to Samuel in 1 Samuel 16:7, "Don't consider his appearance or his height. The Lord doesn't look at the things that man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." And so there are many verses that talk about, and no exaggeration to say that the heart of the scripture is there. It matters to God. So what about your life? Are you bored and frustrated with, Monday morning at work? Your heart is not in your work? Or perhaps there's other days where you feel there's something wrong? Well, have a heart. Allow God to touch your heart. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your love and your grace. We're not always loving and gracious, Lord, to people. We don't often have a heart. Sometimes we want to be selfish. But I pray that you'll touch our heart. Give us your love. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.